But one of the topics that got covered at the conference was haemophilia. And in a moment we'll hear from Kathy High, who's from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. But first, Meera Senthilingam went to meet an academic with a personal interest in this topic.
My name's Adam Jones. My profession is I'm a lecturer in physiology for Sunderland University. And today I'm here at the BSGT / ESGT representing patient views as I have severe haemophilia B. With haemophilia, you have different types of haemophilia and you have different severities. The main ones that people most know about are haemophilia A and haemophilia B. Essentially, it's a disorder of blood clotting. In any haemophilia, one of the proteins in the blood that goes towards the clotting cascade isn't manufactured by the liver. And so in order to correct that, there's two options, either a liver transplant, which isn't a very good option, or factor replacement therapy.
This is actually what you use. So you use clotting factor 9?
Yeah, clotting factor 9, that's specific for haemophilia B, because it's the ninth one that's missing, Christmas factor. In haemophilia A, it's clotting factor 8.
And having haemophilia, what exactly happens to you? What are your symptoms?
I bleed, basically, for longer than most other people. There's a myth that says that haemophiliacs don't stop bleeding. We do stop bleeding eventually when your blood runs dry. No, we do stop bleeding eventually, but it's a prolonged bleeding and it can cause all sorts of worries, all sorts of damage.
How does this affect your lifestyle? So what do you perhaps have to do differently, or what do you have to think about knowing this could happen?
I can't play contact sports. I have arthritis in my ankles and my elbow because of internal bleeding. It does restrict you in your profession, your chosen professions. I can't do anything physical or labouring, which is why I went down the academic route. Some of the haemophiliacs aren't as lucky as me. There are obvious limitations everywhere. Growing up as a child, I wanted to be in the Royal Navy. I even went to get my interview at the Royal Naval Career Office, passed all the selection tests, got as far as the medical, and when I told the doctor who was performing the medical I had severe haemophilia B, he stopped it right there.
That was Adam Jones giving a patient's perspective on what it's like to live with haemophilia with Meera Senthilingam.